Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hey, I really quickly wanted to mention, early in the pandemic, we would carry the governor's addresses live a lot. There is a pretty great, big, amazing announcement happening live right now, but that information was made available prior
to
you don't need to go watch that or listen to it. You can just Google it, and like all the information is there. It's all great news.
You're not missing anything.
It's all about how we are going to safely kind of reemerge into to pretty normal life around here. So that information is available to you on the internet. And also, we have other things that we need to talk about.
Yes.
Equal importance.
Well, I would argue more, but that's just me. We need to talk about Chloe, because y'all understand that one of the biggest bombshell tabloid stories exploded last week or tail end of the week before, and yet we've nary heard a thing. Well, we haven't heard anything out of Chloe Kardashian about that particular event. Of course, the cheating allegations against her man, Tristan Thompson. She has nothing to say about Tristan, you guys, but she does and is revealing secrets. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. She's revealing secrets about Tristan?
Nope.
Oh, well, then why do I care?
You don't. She is, well, you're going to in just a moment, because I'm going to make your eyes roll out of your head. Oh, so, good. Holly, get your eye rolls ready.
Okay.
She, that is Khloe Kardashian, is revealing secrets about her, quote, water journey.
What? Jeez. Is she going on a cruise?
No, I wish. None of us are. CDC. I've got issues.
Is she starting to swim?
Maybe that'll come up in the press. What?
Is she learning how to swim?
No. Khloe Kardashian shares hydration secrets after showing off her toned body. Quote, I've completed every day.
Wow. I mean, me too.
I mean, don't we all?
43 years.
Right?
Congrats.
I've completed every day.
I mean, you complete every day until you don't.
Except,
and that's life in a nutshell.
She's talking about water. Because, again, I told you it's her water journey. So, you know, she does the Good American thing. That's her company that she co-founded with somebody else who probably had a lot of money as well. She revealed, you guys, revealed on the pages of Us Weekly. Ah! Shocking. We're just waiting for word from Khloe Kardashian.
On her water journey.
How she feels about water. Right?
Tell us more.
Her hydration secrets.
And trust, because you're going to have to hold me back, because I'm going to have some strong water feels.
Oh, because you just listened to a water podcast.
I did, and I'm going to tell you all about
it. Wait, can I quickly ask a question? Is it, because I don't know, when I think about hydration, I think about drinking water. Is that her big secret? She drinks water?
Yes. I mean, it's not about, like, I don't know, the salinity of seawater. No, she's talking about, like, she gets enough water.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, is there a secret to that? Because, like, watch, I'm going to do it. Watch me.
Yeah, but Colleen, that's, you're missing a very critical piece.
Okay, which piece?
That's not a gallon. So if you want to keep drinking,
12 ounces.
Yeah. So here's the thing. She revealed, and I just love how this is all couched again in the midst of we're waiting to hear from Khloe about the biggest Khloe story, because all the national media ever talks about when it comes to Khloe and has for the last couple of years is Tristan Thompson and her relationship and how he cheated. Mm-hmm. And then there was the whole Jordan, like, Woods experience. Yep.
And then they were apart, and then they were back together, and then the whole thing.
No, Khloe Kardashian is sharing her secrets about her water journey. Okay, so what is the secret? Well, she uses a gallon-sized jug of water with markings that show how much water should be consumed by certain times of the day. So at 7 a.m. with good morning, she drinks. And then it ends at 9 p.m. with you did it. I believe this is a day four of my water journey, she said on Instagram Monday, breaking her silence.
Does it say that?
No, I added that.
Oh, gosh.
I'm saying it, but again, we were waiting for her to say something about the fact that her man, the father of her children, has a woman who described his wiener in detail. And she's not said nothing, but so far I've completed every day. and I've finished this entire gallon jug. To add a little flavor and some antioxidants, Chloe goes on to say that she added a few ingredients. Shocking secrets! Do you want to know what she adds to her water? Do you want me to break that water news?
Yeah, break that water news. I was going to just guess some stuff, but I don't actually care.
That's fresh ginger you're thinking of. Fresh mint leaves, cucumber, lemon, and oranges. Now, she actually lied. And she was called out by the tabloids.
Okay.
Because they were like, that's not an orange. And she goes, I was going to stop there, but I did add a couple of grapefruit slices. I accidentally cut them by mistake. Because she thought, based on the color, that they were orange.
Stop! Quote, it must stop! Are you serious right now? Is this happening?
It must have been too early because I thought I was cutting an orange. Although they're very different sizes, you know. I'm sure it will taste just as good.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
So, honey. Pee on my leg. Jeez.
And tell me, I'm hydrated.
Unless I get stung by jellyfish, don't
that
pee on my leg.
That doesn't know the difference between an orange and a grapefruit because she's never had to handle one of those things before.
Also, do you just love the idea of her, like, walking into her kitchen and, like, I'm just going to start cutting this thing.
I'm so tired.
Oh, heavens me, that's a grapefruit. Well, I guess I'll just throw that in my gallon jug of water.
Oh, criminy Pete.
And then, you know, they go on to do the whole song and dance about every story they've talked about with her in the last week or so. And it has nothing to do with Tristan Thompson. And it talks about how, you know, we all shamed her because of her bad lighting and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, basically, long story short, nothing to see here. And yes, you are absolutely right. I did listen to a water podcast. It's called Decoder Ring. You should listen because it's just like every episode is a like unraveling some cultural, lots of them pop cultural mystery. Mm-hmm. And this one is on the like fad of hydration, like this notion that we all need to be drinking a gallon of water every day. You really don't.
Was Khloe Kardashian a guest on that podcast?
No, she should have been. As, you know, example number one. But it really is all about that dumb jug that she posted, which I'm assuming is probably something she bought from Good American or like.
No, they have them on Amazon. I actually have one and I don't use it because it is a beast to carry around. It's really dumb.
And honestly, the thing I learned is like, sure, drink water. Don't drink too much because like on the rare occasion, runners can actually die from drinking too much water, so that's a thing. Mm-hmm. But that usually doesn't happen unless you're being extreme. But also, like, if you're thirsty, drink. Otherwise, you're fine. You really are fine. People are just trying to sell you stuff, which we all get caught up in that. I totally get it. That's kind of like the side story that I went down with this story. I'm like, of course, she's trying to make us all feel... So this is, again, the thing, really quickly, with Khloe Kardashian, right? Is like, she's so busy shaming us all for shaming her, and meanwhile she's shaming us with product placement. Mm-hmm. Like, you should feel insecure today about how much water. How many people listening to this story before we, like, you know, laughed at ourselves and poked fun at everything thought, oh yeah, you know, I should probably drink more water. I need to drink more water.
It is a whole thing.
It's because it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's designed to get you to feel insecure and inferior so that you'll go buy some stuff that you don't need to buy. And even if you wanted to drink a gallon of water,
yeah,
you have glasses in your kitchen.
Can I just say, like,
don't pathologize your water, man.
The bigger for me, like the bigger picture with Khloe, and all the Kardashians for that matter, but specifically Khloe because she's been so vociferous about our quote judgment of her, is that they make a career out of trying to be aspirational, meaning their entire lives are shaming, like making women feel insecure about how they look and who they are.
You know, I would actually argue that it's the exact opposite of aspirational. To me, when I look, for example, yes, I take your point and I think you're exactly right. However, I think it's kind of a like a there's more of a distinction to be made as well, wherein it's not just that you want to be better. It's that you aren't by the very nature of who we are inferior. So it's not just that you want to be better. It's that you want to be better because you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think, for example, Gwyneth Paltrow is kind of more purely aspirational. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't shame you into wanting to be something better.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because I, so all I'm trying to say is that I think there's something darker about what the Kardashians are doing.
Right.
Than what, say, like, Gwyneth Paltrow does.
Like, the joke of it is, Chloe's whole thing is, don't shame me. It's my job to shame you. Like, that's.
Yes, you're what, absolutely right.
That's what is happening. But she gaslights us.
Yeah.
Into, you know, thinking that the only thing, the bigger problem is our, quote, shaming her, which, by the way, when you just use your eyeballs and say that person doesn't look anything like the actual person, that's,
you're saying like pictures of Chloe.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not judging. That's.
No, that's just pointing.
That's having eyeballs and seeing things.
Yeah.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, because I know you got to go to the bathroom after drinking that gallon of water.
And also, rain isn't warm or yellow or smell like pee.
Mm-hmm. But what she does then is gaslight us into thinking
well,
that we're judging. That's not judgment. That's observation.
And really quickly. There was a story about a psychic who was like, hey, guys, this relationship's not going to last between her and Tristan. And FYI, punchline, nice hairdo, Colleen.
Thank you.
Punchline, we're all psychic. Mm-hmm. Because we all know that this relationship is not going to last. And we are just going to be sold a product until that relationship comes to an end. Mm-hmm. Same with Kim and Kanye. Like, mm-hmm. we could see this coming. We know what's happening.
Smell it.
But at the end of the day, the Kardashians should be stopped.
By the way, before we leave, end note, Khloe is an investor in a water company. Bye!
Of course she is. Bradley, back to that podcast.
It's called Decoder Ring, and their most recent episode, which I believe is up for public consumption, is all
just
about
like water.
It's literally... all about hydration. The invention of hydration. Water, water everywhere. Go listen to it.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, more truth. This will be the dirt straight from
dropping
Hollywood.
The truth.
Elizabeth Reese is bringing us a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The wonderful Elizabeth Reese is here with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to be with you today.
And also with you.
You know, I like to know what dollar signs, what people make for certain projects.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Makes me feel bad / good.
Yeah.
And Meghan Markle may have received a $700,000 advance for her children's book.
Wow.
This is according to Prince Harry's biographer. So I guess the financial deal has not been disclosed, but there are rumors that she was offered an almost $700,000 advance. And then here's what he said, but we don't know even if she's been offered this massive advance, whether she will give any money away to charity or whether she will keep it for herself. But they have a lot of expenses, what with their guards and big house and 16 bathrooms to look after.
I would say, like, I would not fault her if she kept that to herself.
I don't
They have
either.
A lot of philanthropic work that they do.
Yes.
And you're right. They do have to pay for their own security, et cetera.
Also, I mean, you know, you understand why someone would fork over that amount of money, because they're, I mean, literally anything they touch is just going to print money.
It's just going to print money.
Sells it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there you go. It's called The Bench by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
The Duchess of Sussex.
And lots of people write children's books. Madonna has children's books that she wrote.
It's like the cool thing.
Yeah. And she wrote those books like probably, 20 years ago. 15, 20 years ago, Madonna wrote these children's books. I happen to have a couple of them, and I read one of them to my child, and I thought, this is not a great children's book.
Okay,
like,
so
this is an inappropriate. It was like a real mean girl situation in this book, and I thought, I'm not here for this.
I just want to say something for people who are actual children's book authors.
Right.
I think that a lot of times celebrities write children's books, and they're like, and people do. They're like, I'm going to write a children's book.
Everybody thinks they can write a children's book
because it seems like it's easier. Mm-hmm. But
see, spot run.
You know, when you know a good children's book author or a good children's book, you're like, that's not as easy as people think.
No, it's to find the ones that go on full repeat.
Yeah.
The ones that your kids reach for over and over again and like want to read.
Good Night Moon.
Yeah, Good Night Moon. That's a good one.
Right.
That one about the lady who holds her son.
Oh, I love you forever. Don't even.
It's so creepy.
Talk
at the
to
end.
Me about it, though.
It's so creepy, though.
Doesn't it make you cry, though? So hard.
Yeah, but I also was like, she sneaks into his bedroom and he's a grown up and she picks him up and she rocks him.
But that's his mother.
I know, but it's still kind of weird that she creeps in there.
Oh, it'd be Elizabeth. One
like she goes in through the window. I the window know, part is what creepy. Creeped me out because I thought that's some weird mother-in-law boundaries there.
You are not yet. Yeah, your boys still cuddle you.
Oh, they love me. I know. They really do. It's
so
very
there comes
sweet.
A time when you don't know anything and they don't want you anywhere near them. And the only way you're going to get any kind of love out of them is to creep in through their window and try to snuggle them.
I'll take that. Is my mom going to start creeping into my window?
She probably did. She already probably has and you don't even know it.
That's a little weird.
I probably.
Oh, that book. Okay, let's talk about the Josh Duggar situation. I'm just sorry. I'm furrowing my
really
brow.
Happy mom thoughts to
I know to real yeah Woo! To like sort of funny creepy to really really creepy
creepy.
So Josh Duggar, who is you know one of the kids on the show 19 Kids and Counting, his family's been in the reality TV business for many many years. He was arrested on charges that he was possessed child porn, and one of the prosecutors or investigators said of the images that were found on his computer that they were some of the most troubling images that that person who's involved in investigating had ever seen. Guys, this is a person who investigates child porn for a living.
That's not good.
Josh Duggar has now is allowed to see his kids. He has six kids, a seventh on the way, with supervision from his wife.
Like,
as he awaits his child porn trial. Does anyone else find that to be a little strange?
Yeah, I just don't feel like that's the right thing to do.
Also, anybody else think that a lot of people aren't released and allowed to do things for...
Well, for certain.
I mean, and this is...
Can I also add one other piece that I read in an article, which I don't even know. I mean, it is reading articles about this is infuriating, but also I feel mildly necessary because there are actual victims here and there are weird choices being made. He used the dark web to get around...
A monitoring device
that his wife
forced him to install on the computer.
So, I'm glad you are. Do you think his wife is going to be able to? I mean, she already has tried to put measures in place, and he did an end run around this.
It's some sort of computer program that is like it monitors your activities and then alerts people if it's basically like a breathalyzer in your car. Mm-hmm. If you're driving drunk, this is for people who look at porn on their computer and then don't want to. But he had like a secret spot on his computer where he was storing these images.
Also, should no one be surprised? Or let me rephrase that. No one should be surprised.
Right.
I mean, I would think that's what makes me sad about this is that you'd think, oh, well, a tracking thing will work. I mean, if somebody in that, I just feel like it's very, very unlike a lot of other criminal things. That's one that you can kind of guarantee if somebody's done it, they're probably going to do it again.
It's a real problem.
They probably shouldn't be around children ever.
His trial is going to be in July, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks,
Reed.
Guys.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items that Holly's going to bring us in a segment we call Blinded by the Item after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Oh, hello.
We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
All right.
fine. It's the junior varsity team of celebrity gossip mysteries this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes our celebrity gossip mysteries don't come to us in time. Mm-hmm. And then you got to sift through and look for ones that maybe you guys will be able to solve and that aren't like super weird. Anyways, here's your first celebrity gossip mystery. This three-name celebrity has been married to some very wealthy men. She's also hiding a bunch of money from the government and is telling friends that the government will never find it.
Ooh. Sarah Michelle Gellar? That was just the first three named.
Melissa Joan Hart. I'm trying to think of Mary Stuart Masterson.
It's not even Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, thank you. Okay, she's a celebrity.
She's a celebrity, so that should
three-named celebrity.
Do we know her from a reality show?
Yes, at one point this person had a reality show, but it was a long time ago.
Okay.
With three names.
With three names.
Are they a celebrity because of the reality show or because of what they do now?
No, they were a celebrity because, I'll give you a hint, they started as a model.
Okay.
Then they married somebody famous and rich, and then they had their reality show. Mm. And then they got divorced from that person, got married to a not famous rich person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've been in the world of fashion. They have been in the world of fashion.
Former model. Is it like a Playboy model person?
No, I don't think. Okay. I mean, this person could have done Playboy.
Well, I was just checking to see if it was somebody we might have known from like Girls Next Door.
No, not Girls Next Door, but think around that time.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I am. And I'm coming up with nothing. Former model.
Yes. Had a fashion line at one point. Was married to a famous music mogul who has had his own set of problems in the past couple of years.
Mary Kate Olsen.
Yeah, because Olivia Sarkozy was a music mogul.
I was working on. Oh yeah, I missed that part.
How about Donna Rana Valentine? I don't know.
Okay, can you give us another hint?
We need another hint, or you're going to have to tell us.
I don't know what other hints to give you, honestly. Okay. I would say this person reached the height of their fame in the early 2000s. Their brand was a fashion lifestyle brand. Their reality show featured herself, her daughters.
Oh, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Okay, but that was good.
That was good.
Okay, it was her and her daughters.
Yes, her daughters. She was a model.
Were her daughter? Oh, see, this is all sounding really familiar. Oh.
Like, what is she? Does she have like a signature like saying?
No, she doesn't. That I'm aware of.
Okay, I'm going to the Twitter to see if anybody's yelling. Kimora Lee Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Jack.
Of course.
For that. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Shouted from the rooftops. Yes, Kimora Lee Simmons. So, Kimora Lee Simmons, she's been married to some guys who have some money. But Kimora Lee Simmons, allegedly, according to NT Lawyer, is hiding a bunch of money from the government and is telling her friends that the government will never find it.
Oh, well.
I don't think that's something you want to be telling your friends about.
I might just not tell my friends about that. Come on. Be smart.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, just don't tell your friends.
Don't.
Or maybe just don't hide money from the government.
Yeah. That's true that.
Okay. All right. Well, we did really well on that. So
let's try better on the next one.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. This late night actor is using again and doesn't seem to care. He thinks he's invincible.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Whoa!
Late night actor.
Oh, actor.
Oh, late night actor. Oh.
Pete Davidson?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying.
Yeah. Anti-lawyer says Pete Davidson is using again and doesn't really care because he thinks he's invincible.
Don't they all? How old is he?
He's in his 20s, right?
Hopefully he's not 27.
What? Oh, I see what you're
doing. We don't have good luck.
The 27.
Oh, he's 27.
No.
So let's just deep breaths. Maybe hope this isn't true and take good care of yourself. And
please.
and others.
And yes. Utilize the resources and the tools that are available to you, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please. Yes, thank you. And we'll move on.
Blinded by the item.
To another junior varsity celebrity gossip mystery.
The JV squad.
The JV squad coming up to bat is this gossip mystery. The illiterate one just writes a check, and the next thing you know, the author who was plagiarized says nothing is amiss.
Oh, Meghan Markle.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, there was a story about this.
Oh, what was it?
Well, I didn't read it. Anyway, read the...
You read the headline?
I did, because I didn't want to read it because I thought it was probably trash. But anyway, read the thing.
Well, anti-lawyer says that Meghan Markle, you can just write a check. And the next thing you know, the author who was plagiarized says nothing is amiss. Nothing to see here.
The headline that I saw, which I did not endeavor to investigate further, said something to the nature of Meghan Markle plagiarized this author's children's book, but the author's totally fine with it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But that actually lines up with
this. Here's my question. Was the book that was allegedly plagiarized already published?
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
Well, here's the story based off the headline. Because like you guys, I didn't read the story. I just read
the headline. My favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's, it's 2021. We only have time for headlines.
So this book is apparently called The Boy on the Bench. So there is a book that has been written called The Boy on the Bench.
Okay.
And it was written a reassuring story about feelings, friendship, and having the courage to join in.
The thing I can tell you is that the reason I didn't read the story at the time was, like, I tend to believe that the tabloids are predisposed to say bad things about Meghan Markle.
Well, and
right. And so I don't necessarily need to go down the road of some twisted logic. But
I also think that we've seen anti-lawyer kind of play in that sandbox
as
well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is not a fan of Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, here's the synopsis of the book. The playground is packed with children playing, but Tom is sitting on the bench with his dad. He's just not sure he's brave enough to join in.
Mm.
So if you're about stories of benches, dads, fathers, and sons, then there you go.
I just want to sit in the world where the person who wrote a book is like, no, that's fine. Go ahead. That's how you know they were paid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Right.
Okay.
But that's why I didn't read it, because the question I would have is, like, well, is it a case of, like, because, I mean, we're talking about children's books.
Right, right.
If you said, give me five ideas for a children's book, how many of us would come up with the same idea?
Yeah.
Or something similar, yeah.
Yeah,
a
right?
kid and their cat, a dog.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
Definitely I'm like, here for the kid and their cat books.
I have three friends and we all go on a journey together. And at the end, we learn that something we were always told is actually true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some like cookies thrown in. I feel like there's lots of children's books about cookies.
Cookies.
Dragons. Oh. Etc.
Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Blinded by the idol.
All right. Here we go. Oh, another celebrity gossip mystery. From the junior varsity squad. This celebrity offspring of a permanent A-list mostly movie actor who has multiple Oscar wins and nominations is using again and it's not pretty. He needs some help but doesn't want to go. Guess we know how he's going to be spending his summer.
Chet Hanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
I guess we know what kind of summer that's going to be. That's the thing that tipped me off, because the whole controversy about his big white boy summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that was uplifting. When we come back.
Yay!
Do better, Auntie.
Did you? You did. You filled in the blank. Did you?
Well, no, you did.
Okay. I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can leave. when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I want to revisit a name we haven't talked about in literally 6 weeks.
All right.
That name is Justin. That is not his name. Jensen Karp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's big news today, and it's not involving Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
All right.
We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Bradley, if I say the name Jensen Karp, what do you associate with Jensen Karp?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So, we were first on this show introduced, because we didn't know what a Jensen Karp was.
No.
Until about, I think it was about 6 weeks or so ago, right around now, that he came forward. He's a celebrity. He's married to Danielle Fishel. And he was all, I found scrimp tails in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And there was like a whole story associated with it. Okay, stick a pin in that.
Okay.
But we haven't heard from him in a long time, and we'll explain why in just a moment. Like, literally have heard nothing.
Yep.
Didn't get the end to our story. Didn't get to find out what happened with the shrimp tails and General Mills. Nothing. Nothing.
I know. We did not get our payoff.
No, we did not get any kind of payoff.
General Mills was, like, wiping their brow, though,
mm-hmm.
for a hot minute there.
Which we'll tell you why. However, this is the resolution that we've gotten on that story. Nothing. But his wife, Danielle Fishel, is pregnant with their second son.
Okay.
And that was announced today. And it made me go, hold the phone. We haven't talked about Jensen Karp in 6 weeks. Now suddenly he's in headlines because he's expecting another baby with his wife. I'm going to tootle on over to his socials and see if he ever showed up again.
And?
No. So, exactly. So, Bradley, explain to our dear listeners why he disappeared in the first place.
Well, because there was some problematic stuff popping up. As this is just the world we live in. Anytime something goes viral, a bunch of people sitting at home going, I don't know what to do. I wonder what Jensen Karp is really like. And then they start digging and they find out, you know, and people come forward and mm-hmm. they're like, actually, one time Jensen Karp was a total D-bag. And then like, oh yeah, me too. I have a D-bag story. And he was actually very problematic. And here are all these stories. And all of a sudden, people pop, like Jiffy Pop popcorn. It was, you know, kernels were popping everywhere, popping off about how problematic Jensen Karp was. And then suddenly he went radio silent, or
exactly.
we should now probably call it Twitter silent.
Because to your point, you know, we were on this journey of scrimp tails in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then a whole separate conversation opened up about Jensen Karp and what kind of human being he is. And then he was like, fine, then I'm not going to give you the rest of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch story.
Yeah.
And what I find remarkable is that this is a person who podcasting was a career of his. He was very present on Twitter. 6 weeks have gone by.
Yeah.
And he has said, exact. That's it. The last tweet from him is the tweet about, he said, it was on March 24th, he said, no real update, and I'm not posting about this BS all day again. Waiting for the envelope I agreed on from General Mills to send them back pieces and some shrimp tail will leave home for DNA testing at noon. They grow up so fast. And that was the last we heard of the story.
Well, I think it's so obvious, right? Like, somebody got to him from a PR perspective and was like, you need to shut it down right now. Stop talking. Don't go any further, because the longer this has oxygen, the longer it's just going to continue. And I think in this case, if that's what happened, he just made a choice to, like, shut her all down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it did sort of, everything kind of blew over, right?
Right. Like, we completely forgot about it.
From a publicity perspective anyway.
But what I find interesting is then today, and it was his post on Instagram, which was, by the way, his first post on social media since March 24th.
Yeah.
He posted a picture commemorating his wife, Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga on Boy Meets World, her 40th birthday. And he said, happy 40th birthday to my life partner, a team captain, and the greatest mom to our now soon to be two boys. She believes in our squad, and even when I had held a newborn Adler like he was a fragile piece of china for the first 4 months, she had the patience and care of a saint. Anyway, this announcement that they're expecting another baby is the only thing that he
kind of brilliant in the sense that, like, don't look backward, look forward. And, you know, he's taken a certain amount of time off.
Yep.
And now he comes back not saying anything specifically to reopen all those old conversations. Not that he won't get called out on that. I'm sure there are people who showed up in the comments like, what happened in the son of Mount Holzgrund?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering is because I didn't know what a Jensen carp was until we were talking about shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. And then he shows up talking about his wife's pregnancy. And I'm thinking, okay, now I want to know what happened with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Now I am scrolling through his, because this was on Instagram. I just wanted to see if anybody asked any questions about it on his Instagram. And no, nobody is. Well,
just to be clear, he could have.
That's true.
Because it's Insties, he could have removed that. I mean, I don't know. Somebody like him understands, or has people around him who understand, you know, like publicity. And I think that's what got him into this problem in the first place, was because I think this was like a calculated narrative that he decided to share, and then it backfired, and then he retreated, and now he's trying to make, you know, like, baby steps back so that he can have a public voice again, because to your earlier point, he makes a, you know, his career is tied to his voice. And
right.
So it's not like he's going to be silent forever.
He can't be.
And also, he's not going to go back to that story, because it's just going to, people are going to keep coming at him like, but weren't you a bad person too that one time?
Oof.
And, you know, he's probably, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just saying it seems to me that he's just making a calculated attempt to sort of dip his toe back into the water.
And he's throwing his wife out in front.
Well, I mean, hey, a pregnant lady having your baby.
Mm-hmm. I do want to tell you a little update on the mouthfeel and flavor profile of Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there is a seafood restaurant in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's called Shuckin' Shack.
Careful.
I know. That's why I said it slowly. It, by the way, has 16 locations in 5 states. They have added a fried Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp appetizer to their menu.
Wow.
Because of that story.
Oh, yeah.
Which I just find to be a really weird way of making Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp out of shrimp tails in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, so lemons out of lemonade is
pretty
what you're saying. Yeah.
Lemonade out of lemons.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, because there's nothing about finding shrimp tails and potential rat schmeces in your
well, that's the
cinnamon
thing. I don't know that I would really lean into the Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp experience because it involved hair and rat do.
Yeah, you're not going to associate good times.
Not really. But these people did. They were like, let's try it.
So I literally would just picture, you know, schmeces. So I wouldn't make that choice. Although, you know, America, man.
I know. To each their own. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, do you have a tattoo that you regret? What is it? 651-641-1071. Did you ever get a tattoo that now you regret? Give us a call. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 1071.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.